Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Tuesday, June 3, 2025.
China dismisses Trump's trade, claims amid tariff tensions. China has firmly rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's claims that it violated a trade agreement made in Geneva. The Chinese Ministry of Commerce called Trump's statements groundless and vowed to protect its interests. This comes after Trump accused China of breaching a deal aimed at reducing tariffs. China reaffirmed its commitment to a mid-May agreement that included a 90-day pause on high tariffs. Meanwhile, the U.S. has introduced unfair trade rules, including new export controls on AI chips and revoking visas for Chinese students. Critics argue that these actions have heightened economic tensions and created uncertainty in U.S.-China relations. Trump also announced a significant increase in import tariffs on steel and aluminum to 50%, following a previous 25% tariff on Chinese steel. As the world's largest steel producer, China has seen its exports to the U.S. drop sharply due to these tariffs. The trade relationship between the U.S. and China is crucial for the global economy, with serious implications for consumers and businesses worldwide. This evolving situation will be closely monitored by global markets.
Donald Trump's tax bill, limited benefits for low-income Americans. On June 2, 2025, U.S. President Donald Trump unveiled a new tax bill aimed at providing relief for working-class Americans. However, analysts warn that the benefits may be limited and could actually increase costs for low-income families. The proposed tax break on tips is intended to help service workers like bartenders and hairdressers, but experts believe only a small fraction will see any real advantage. Families earning around $20,000 a year might lose about $1,500 in after-tax income, while those making over $5 million could gain around $104,000. The Congressional Budget Office estimates this bill could cost the government nearly $40 billion in lost revenue by 2028, potentially leading to cuts in essential social programs. Currently, about 37% of tip workers earn too little to pay income tax, highlighting the limited impact of this tax break. The bill also suggests increasing the child tax credit from $2,000 to $2,500, but new requirements could leave around 4.5 million eligible children without this benefit. Overall, while the tax bill aims to support working-class Americans, many experts warn that its advantages will mainly benefit higher-income individuals.
U.S. troop withdrawal from eastern Syria. U.S. forces are pulling back from two key military bases in Deir ez-Zor province, eastern Syria, with the process speeding up since May 18. Military convoys, including armored vehicles and essential supplies, have been seen leaving the Al Omar oil field and Conoco gas field, both controlled by the U.S.-backed Syrian Democratic Forces, or SDF. After this withdrawal, SDF Special Forces commandos are taking over these locations. Although American troops have exited, they will continue to work together to combat Islamic State militants from the al-Shaddadi base in southern al-Hasaka province. This shift raises concerns about a lack of security in a region already facing instability and ongoing IS activity. The situation is evolving, and the consequences of this withdrawal could be significant.
BaFin's AI initiative to combat market abuse. Germany's Federal Financial Supervisory Authority, known as BaFin, is taking a bold step by integrating artificial intelligence to better detect market abuse and suspicious trading patterns. BaFin President Mark Branson shared that this journey into AI began in 2024 and has already made market analysis more accurate. This initiative aims to catch offenders in financial markets more effectively. The urgency for stronger regulations was highlighted by the Wirecard scandal, which involved major accounting fraud and led to the company's collapse in 2020, when it was valued at $28 billion. In response, BaFin is focused on rebuilding its image and enhancing its rules. Branson emphasized that the chances of being caught for market abuse have never been higher, with significant fines for such offenses. As BaFin adapts to the changing financial landscape, its commitment to advanced technology reflects a strong dedication to protecting market integrity and boosting investor trust.
Highlights from the Sohn Investment Conference 2025. Hedge funds gathered in Hong Kong on June 2, 2025, at the Sohn Investment Conference to share their top investment ideas amid market uncertainties. Flight Deck Capital is excited about Baidu, especially its self-driving service, Apollo Go, predicting a boom in China's rideshare industry. Apeiron Capital is optimistic about Didi Global's growth in Latin America, while Triada Capital points out that PDD, the owner of Temu, has surpassed Amazon in active users, showcasing strong e-commerce growth. In healthcare, Singapore's Ariseg Partners is focusing on MedPlus health services, believing its private label products will boost competitiveness as inflation eases. Panvira Management is bullish on Piramal Pharma, expecting growth from favorable tax conditions. In the energy sector, John Jun from MY, Alpha Management highlights Hyundai Engineering and Construction's crucial role in Korea's nuclear supply chain. Frontline Global Management is eyeing Spanish defense firm Indra Sistemas for potential contracts in Europe. Lastly, UK-based Palliser Capital revealed a 3% stake in Japan's Toyo Tire, urging the company to enhance shareholder returns by distributing around $900 million in excess capital.
Shooting incident in Puget Sur Argens. On June 2, 2025, a tragic shooting unfolded in Puget Sur Argens, France, where a 35-year-old man from Tunisia was killed by his 53-year-old neighbor. A 25-year-old from Turkey was also injured and rushed to the hospital. Authorities are investigating this as a hate crime, part of a troubling trend with hate crimes rising by 11% in France over the past year. Interior Minister Bruno Retailleau condemned the attack, insisting that racism must be met with serious consequences. Critics suggest that his remarks on migration and Islam may have fueled community tensions. The suspect had previously shared racist content online, indicating a planned attack. This incident underscores the urgent need to address hate crimes and their underlying causes.
UK boosts military spending amid global tensions. The United Kingdom is ramping up its military capabilities by building new nuclear-powered attack submarines and increasing defense spending. Prime Minister Keir Starmer is leading this initiative in response to rising threats from Russia and shifts in global politics following the re-election of former US President Donald Trump. A recent military strategy review, commissioned by Starmer and led by former Defense Secretary George Robertson, has put forward 62 key suggestions to strengthen the UK's defense posture, marking the most significant changes since the Cold War. The Labour Party government plans to adopt all these suggestions, with Defense Secretary John Healey stating that these changes will send a strong message to Moscow. The goal is to raise defense spending to 2.5% of national income by 2027, aiming for 3% by 2034, although concerns about funding remain. The UK will invest £15 billion in its nuclear stockpile and increase its conventional weapons arsenal. Meanwhile, NATO leaders are discussing a commitment to spend at least 3.5% of GDP on defense, highlighting the urgency of addressing future Russian aggression. To counter the rising threat of cyber attacks, a new cybersecurity unit is also being established.
Resurgence of foreign investment in India. Foreign investment in India is experiencing a strong comeback, with an impressive $5.5 billion in large block trades recorded in May. This surge follows a tough period when nearly $29 billion was withdrawn from the market due to concerns about economic performance. Abhinav Bardi from JP Morgan notes that a variety of investors are returning after a six-month absence, signaling renewed confidence. The Nifty 50 index has jumped 6% since early April, reflecting a positive shift in stock performance. The Indian market is becoming increasingly attractive, especially after U.S. President Donald Trump announced a 90-day pause on tariffs. Significant transactions in May included a $1.51 billion stake sale by British American Tobacco, an ITC, and a $1.5 billion sale of shares in Bharti Airtel by Singtel. May 2025 has marked the busiest month for block trades in India, driven by improved economic conditions, tax cuts, and lower interest rates, reshaping the investment landscape.
India's manufacturing sector update. India's manufacturing sector has slowed to a three-month low in May 2025, impacted by reduced demand and rising prices. Despite this, job creation is thriving, with the economy growing by 7.4% compared to last year, exceeding expectations. The HSBC India Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, a key economic indicator, dropped to 57.6 but remains above 50, signaling ongoing growth. New orders have also decreased but are still strong, thanks to robust domestic consumption and international sales. Cost pressures are rising, with input prices at a six-month high, leading to the highest output price inflation in over 11 years. The Reserve Bank of India has cut its key interest rate by a quarter of a percentage point this year and is expected to lower rates again soon. What do these changes mean for consumers and businesses? Let's explore the implications of these economic shifts.
Karol Naraki's victory in Poland's presidential election. Karol Naraki has won the presidential election in Poland, capturing 50.89% of the votes. He defeated Rafał Trzaskowski, the liberal mayor of Warsaw, who received 49.11%. This election saw an impressive voter turnout of 71.31%, reflecting strong public interest. Naraki's victory signals a major shift in Poland's political landscape, challenging the pro-European Union government led by Prime Minister Donald Tusk. With Naraki expected to use his presidential veto against Tusk's policies, political deadlock may be on the horizon. This pivotal moment could inspire similar nationalist movements across the European Union.
Violence erupts near Gaza aid site. On June 2, 2025, chaos erupted near an aid distribution site run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation in Rafah, southern Gaza Strip. At least three Palestinians were killed, and dozens more were injured. The Israeli military confirmed that troops fired warning shots to deter approaching suspects about 1 kilometer away. This incident follows a previous outbreak of violence just days earlier, where 31 people lost their lives nearby. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed deep concern for the Palestinians seeking aid and called for an independent investigation. In the last 24 hours, Israeli strikes across Gaza have resulted in 51 deaths and 500 injuries. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation reported that it has distributed nearly 6 million meals recently, amid warnings from the UN that most of Gaza's 2 million residents face food scarcity due to an ongoing blockade. Relatives mourned Hassan Wafi, a 37-year-old father of six, who was killed while searching for food and water. As tensions remain high, Hamas leaders are in talks with Egyptian and Qatari mediators about a potential truce.
Australia's military spending under scrutiny. U.S. Defense Secretary Peter Hegseth is calling on Australia to ramp up its military spending to 3.5% of its gross domestic product. In response, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese emphasized the need to assess the nation's defense requirements before making any decisions. Currently, Australia plans to increase its defense budget by about 10 billion Australian dollars, aiming for 2.3% of GDP by 2033. Hegseth's proposal would mean an annual spending of 100 billion Australian dollars, significantly higher than what is currently allocated. Economist Matt Grudnoff from the Australia Institute pointed out that Australia already spends more on defense than necessary. He noted that reaching 2.3% of GDP would place Australia as the ninth largest military spender in the world, surpassing countries like France and Taiwan. In 2024, global military spending surged by 9.4%, the highest increase since the Cold War, driven by rising costs in Europe. The Australian government has committed to spending hundreds of billions on nuclear submarines from the US under the AUKUS agreement, with costs potentially hitting 368 billion Australian dollars. Meanwhile, public protests against military spending are growing, especially amid ongoing conflicts like the war in Gaza.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.